Yeah, you may be able to get a discount as well. So I'm grabbing here my pricing director, the best person that can help us in getting you the details. Her name is Gail.
Thank you, Giselle. Hey, Brandon, this is Gail. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. So it sounds like you and Giselle were chatting about taking advantage of the listing that we had for first page of Google placement today.
Right.
Okay, super. Now, before I jump right into pricing, do you have any questions so far, Brandon?
So y'all are with Google, what is it, Google AdWords, or how does this work?
So our company is Local Splash. We're actually a Google Premier Channel partner. So our job is getting our clients, like Apex Fence and Home Improvements, on the first page of Google so that customers can find you and then call you directly. So you're not having to pay per lead.
Gotcha. Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
And like, so if I go to Google, mm-hmm. and I type in Fitz Company,
mm-hmm.
it's gonna pull like a little map location up, and it's gonna show my company name.
Yes, exactly. And I see that you've already, it looks like you've got a Google business profile set up already under Apex Sense LLC.
I do,
right?
I won't be using that.
Okay. Oh, and I just noticed the phone number doesn't match. That may not be you. Okay.
No, wait.
So this is listed with, see here, what have I got? So this says Apex Fence LLC, and it's got a phone number with a 225 area code. That's not you, is it?
A 225?
Right. And that's not...
No, I have a 256.
That's what I thought. All right, what's the deal here? Let me see if what I can find. Actually, let me put in your full company name. And let's see what I get that way. So right now what I'm doing is a blind search, meaning I can do a search so that it doesn't look at my computer's search history. It would go that crazy if I did, I'm sure. So I'm doing a blind search for Apex Fence and Home Improvements for Slidell right now. I get your Angie's link. And I see a Facebook page. Awesome. While I'm there, I'm going to go take a look. Wow, nice looking work, Brandon. That's beautiful.
Oh, thanks. I haven't really put much pictures on the Facebook account.
But
I need to put a lot more. I have tons that more that I've done since I've made the Facebook account.
Perfect. Well, you're not supposed to specialize in Facebook and internet marketing. You're supposed to specialize
right.
in fences and home improvements, and we can handle the rest for you. Then that gets that off of your plate. How about that?
That's right.
But what you've got up here, I mean, beautiful work. I mean, I can just see that looking at it, especially I'm looking at the photo that's right at the very top. Where you've got a decline away from the house, you know, a lot of guys wouldn't have got that line straight. I mean, you did. It looks.
Well, I appreciate it. Yeah, I put a lot of thought and a lot of big pride in my work.
Awesome, and that shows in your work. And I love the decorative. I'm not sure what you'd call them. The caps, I guess, on top of the posts that really.
Oh, yeah, those are copper. Copper decorative cap, yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. It just adds that, like the cherry on top of the ice cream, I guess, because it just totally pulls it all together. It looks good. Well, hey, since I'm over here, yeah, you bet. Since I'm over here, I'm going to give you a follow, too, give you a little boost on Facebook. One more follower can't hurt, right?
Right, yeah. So I'm actually new to the area in Slidell. I've only been here, I've only been in this area now for almost a year. So
okay.
I started that Facebook, account, I don't know, it was probably, 6 months ago. So I haven't really done much. I need to start boosting more on it, and I need to get more advertising and build my following on that. But that's the reason for, you know, the reason why it kind of isn't anything special.
Gotcha.
There's only 5 followers. Yeah.
Okay.
So on my other account, I have over 300 followers on my other, which is Apex Sense, LLC.
Okay. Oh, so is that the Google business profile?
It's Apex Sense.
Okay.
Well, it could be, but I don't have a 255 area code. I do have my other business in Florida is Apex Sense LLC. Apex Sense
okay.
Company LLC.
What city was that in?
That was in Lake City, Florida.
Okay.
Now I do know there is another Apex company in there's one in Clayton, Georgia. That I've had people like call them and they were like, "Oh, you know, we're up in Georgia, you know, they're looking for me," and they've called them.
Oh.
And like, so that can be a little bit confusing. And when I started my company, I didn't know that company was up there. And
sure.
I mean, I probably chose the name had I known that there was another company like that, but it's fine.
Well, and yeah, that's okay. So really, you know, mine pulled up somebody with Apex Sense in Canton, Georgia, and I did find your Lake City. I found the Facebook page for that one. I followed that one too. It can't hurt you. But one of the nice things about being on the first page of Google is people that are not doing a blind search like I just did, they'll actually get the real search results for the area. So it won't pull up that Canton, Georgia, or what was the other Georgia one you said? It wasn't Canton, but
Canton.
Oh, it was Canton. Okay. Yeah, so it won't pull that up. So you'll be the only one that'll come up there when they're searching. So that'll eliminate that. I wouldn't worry about the name at all. We've got a lot of clients who, you know, there are, I just ran into 2 companies recently. One was actually on East Coast and one was on West Coast, so they were a little further apart, but they were both Home Pro something and, you know, similar or the same names. And it's all okay as far as Google's concerned. It won't hurt them. So you're all right there. And so, yeah, we learn about our open listings each morning. And fencing and home repairs came up for us this morning for Slidell. So we've actually been calling the area. Our entire team has been searching for one company that we can partner with to promote to that first page of Google. And DeSalle came across you and said, "Gail, I found somebody." So that's why she sent you over to me. She clearly thought you were positioned well to take on more business. And you've got your business established. So I completely agree. You're a great fit. And you've got good reviews. I'm seeing out here already and nothing negative about you. So definitely a great fit for the listing to promote to that first page. So what happens then, Brandon, is once we get you set up on the listing today, we'll close down the complete category of fencing and home improvements along with it. So in other words, we won't be promoting any of your competitors. And we lock that down for a 50-mile radius around you. So 50-mile radius around Slidell, we won't be working with or promoting any of your competitors. Fair enough.
Okay.
Yeah. Awesome. And then you also don't have to pay per lead or per call. No click fees, call fees, surcharges of any kind. all of those calls go straight to you, so we don't screen them either. We definitely don't give them to your competition. But we don't screen them, so it eliminates a lot of those tire kickers that you probably find on the Angie's leads, people that have already talked to three other contractors, and now they want to beat you up for price. Are you finding a lot of those?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I mean, it happens quite a bit.
What's that?
I said it happens, yeah, quite a bit.
Okay, awesome. Well, not, I was going to say awesome, not awesome. That's not a good thing when
right.
you're getting beat up on price every time you turn around. So
right.
what we found with first page Google placement, people are in a bigger hurry than they've ever been lately coming out of the pandemic. Everybody's overworked, and managers of apartment complexes, you know, commercial folks that might hire you, and homeowners as well, they're all overworked and they're short on time. So they're turning to Google literally in the moment. I mean, they may be staring at their broken fence in the backyard going, oh my gosh, I need this redone. And they Google it right on their phone. And rather than calling around to multiple contractors, they're using Google to say, oh, Apex Fence is right there in front of me, in front of my face. They've got great reviews. I'm just going to call Brandon, and that's it. So it eliminates some of the competition, and it eliminates the folks that are just out to kick tires and, yeah, I want to see how much it's going to cost, and maybe I'll contact you next year type of thing. So what happens is you end up with a better quality of lead when they're coming through Google, because they just do that one-click dial. Now, so I found the wrong Google business profile, clearly. Do you have yours done for Apex in Slidell yet?
No, I don't know how to set that up.
Okay, no worries. That's something we can definitely do for you. There's no charge for us to get it started, and there's no charge from Google to do it. I'm sure you've seen the Google business profile. If you Googled something super easy like Ace Hardware, a box is going to pop up. It'll have their logo. Click to call, click for their website, store hours. You've seen those, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, I thought so. So that's what we'll get going for you. So just a little heads up, in about 6 to 14 days, you'll get a postcard in the mail from Google. It'll have a verification code on it. We'll need that code. We send it to Google Corporate. They verify your address. Then they can show your Google business profile. And that's key because it's where all of those wonderful reviews are stored. So when someone's doing a search for a new fence installation and you pop up, they don't typically even go read through all those reviews anymore. They're in such a hurry. They look at it and go, oh, great, he's got 20 reviews or 60 reviews or even 10 reviews. And got a couple photos, business is legit, and they call. So we tie that Google business profile into your website and tie it all together. So we not only feature it on Google, but we get you out to all destinations. So Yelp, MapQuest, Yahoo, Bing, Yellow Pages, White Pages. There are up to about 60 different destinations that we'll get you out to. And we can also take advantage of that Facebook page that you've got too. You mentioned wanting to get some more followers there. That's definitely something we can help you with.
Okay.
Let me ask you this, Brandon. Are there areas around Slidell or even in Slidell that you really want to get into but haven't been able to quite break through yet, haven't been able to reach them?
Yes. Covington is a big time area that would be nice to get over to. And I don't know if you looked at a map, but
yeah, I've actually got
Covington, and then Mandeville. I would like to be, you know, up in Mandeville a little bit. That's a really good area.
All right.
I think with Angie, I'm a part of Angie right now, and I can tell you exactly where I'm being advertised.
Awesome. Yes, please.
Let me see.
Now is it Covington, Georgia that you're talking about, or is there a Covington, Louisiana?
No, Covington, Louisiana.
Ah, gotcha. Okay, I thought Covington, Georgia seemed a little far away. I was wondering what you were thinking.
Right.
Oh, there it is. Okay, now I see it on the map. I can look at your Angie's, too. I don't know if it'll tell me where you're advertised, but I can take a look.
Right.
Well, look at all those awesome reviews you've got, too.
Oh, here we go. Service areas. Okay.
Yes.
My service areas are Bay St. Louis, Pearl River, Slidell, obviously, Mandeville, Covington, Lacombe, I mean, they got me all the way up even past Covington.
Okay.
It's based off of zip codes is the way they did it.
Okay.
And
no,
but yeah,
what
a beat of spring. What's that?
Oh no, go ahead. Let you finish.
I was a beat of spring. I was just telling you another one that was on there. But,
okay. Got it. Yeah. I'm writing these down as we go, too. Now, what type of radius do you think the farthest one is of those that you...
I mean, it's... I would say probably 70 miles.
Okay, right. So it's a little bit out of that 50 miles that'll be locked down. Excuse my voice.
That'd be... 50 miles is probably plenty.
Especially with fuel prices the way they are these days, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, super. And so the other thing I was going to mention, too, is we'll get you out on Facebook as well. So the other thing that's happening lately, a phenomenon, I guess, post-pandemic, but it's totally changed the way people think and the way they shop, is people are trying to keep their money local. So they're turning to Facebook to look for local goods and services. So we'll get advertising out on Facebook for you every single month, and we can target that in really specifically. So, I mean, if there's a pocket, maybe it's a more affluent area that you'd like to get into, or maybe it's even, a bunch of 1940s salt boxes that all need new fences, and that's the area that you'd like to hit, we can really drill in by, of course, area, but we can go by even age range, income level, all kinds of different criteria so that we position you in front of exactly the type of customer you want, and your ads don't show in front of customers who, I'll just say, aren't preferred. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean,
okay.
I think there's an algorithm to it that, like, you know, I target on Facebook when I do market, when I pay for it. I don't look at anybody less than 25 years old.
Right.
And I go, it's all the way up to 90 years old, just, you know what I mean? And I don't mind
exactly.
That. And then I only advertise, like, on certain days. It'll ask me, because some days people don't get on Facebook, you know, more than others. Like, they say Friday night is not a good time, or Friday evening is not a good time to get on Facebook because it's hard to advertise, because most folks are, like, off work, and they're going out to dinner, and they're starting the weekend off. So they say,
yeah,
like,
they're sitting in the backyard.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so. Exactly. Great. So you understand that targeting then on Facebook, too. Super. All right. Now, as far as website goes, you don't have one yet, is that right?
Not for the Apex Expansion Home Improvements, no. And that's the one that I would be wanting to, you know, advertise the most.
You bet. Okay. And I didn't think you had one, so while we've been chatting, I checked with one of my techs. Quite often, we can gift a website to our new in-business clients, such as Apex Fence and Home Improvements. And it's just a matter of whether or not we had an opening. And we do. So I can actually gift you a website as our thank you and congratulations for being in business. So it is about a $300 value. Won't cost you anything. So we build that for you. We'll host it for you. It'll be your own domain name. So like on Angie's, when I look at your page, it is a page within their site. This will be completely different in that it'll be, I would assume, something like apexfenceandhomeimprovements.com, but it'll be a URL that you choose as long as it's available, and we'll help you figure out one that's available that is suitable and works for your business. So it won't be within our website. And we'll make sure that it's Google compliant, optimized, and then of course conversion driven. And then we can wrap that all up together in a nice neat bow, and we send all of that off to Google so that they can do their part and get you up on that first page. Sound good so far?
Yeah. I mean, so far, okay. Yeah. I'm waiting to hear the final number because
$1,000.
No.
I wouldn't blame you. My gosh. Nope. So I'm going to go ahead. I can actually get you locked in at a lower than normal rate because you are new in business. It lets me apply a few more discounts to it. So I can actually get you down to, and I can lock you in. By lock in, I mean if our retail prices go up at some point, you're still locked in at your original rate. So yours doesn't go up. You're also not charged for click fees, lead fees, call fees, taxes, surcharges. It's just a straight flat monthly rate every single month. excuse me. And it is month to month. So we don't lock you into a contract. We don't believe in it here. We truly believe in earning your business month in and month out by doing your job. Amazing concept, right? So, yeah, exactly. So I can get you locked in at $299 a month, and then there's a one-time $99 setup fee, and that goes to cover programming and content creation. You'll never see that again. And then, so monthly, it is just that straight $299, and that includes building that website, setting it up, hosting it for you. We can do updates to it. So if you've got new photos that you take and you want those uploaded, we can do that for you too at no cost for it. And we can change keywords. So for example, if later on you decided to start doing, trying to think of another service that doesn't really fall in line with what you're doing, nothing's coming to mind. But if you added on another service at some point, we can add that on as a keyword. So as long as it's services that you offer, we can use all of those as keywords. So now you do home improvements. Would you do like a complete bathroom remodel, for example?
I left it open like that because given the, maybe I would. I could do it. I certainly know how to do it, but if I just have a lot of like fencing going on at that time, then I'm not probably not good at that. I wouldn't take on that project. But if like it's down, you know, and I needed the work, then yeah, I would jump into that. I did want to have that home improvement because it does give me opportunity for people to reach out and ask what I do. And I love doing like outdoor kitchens and patio remodel, like patio upgrades. I like doing pergolas. I do concrete work.
Oh wow. Okay.
Yeah, like I can do, I'll do siding, like exterior siding. I just kind of left it pretty broad. That way people would reach out to me and then I can explain to them what, you know, I'll do, or what I can do and what I, now if, yeah, they call me with, if I'm like super busy with fencing and just have a lot going on with that, and then they call me for a bathroom remodel, like you said, or a kitchen remodel, I probably wouldn't jump onto that. I would just let them know that I was really busy and didn't have time to get into that. But since
makes slow sense.
And I need to work, yeah, I need work, and I would for sure take the work.
Okay, perfect. And so it's really smart that you set it up that way, because, yeah, you're right. You know, if it starts to slow down for fencing and you need a different type of work, excuse me, we can definitely, at that time, add those keywords in, too. So we don't need to list bathroom remodeling right now. We can if you want to, but we don't have to do it right at this moment. So, perfect.
Yeah,
and I mean, I'm glad you mentioned... Oh, go ahead.
No, I mean, that... If I get... And 9 times out of 10, if somebody calls me for one thing, most of the time they'll be like, oh, can you do this? Can you do this? And the sheer fact that I even answer the phone, I get more, it's crazy, but I get like the fact that even I answer the phone just makes them want to hire me about whatever they have that they need done because I answer the phone. I'm finding out that people aren't answering the phone and don't show up or some, you know, whatever the case may be. So, yeah, I mean, I would just leave everything on there, whatever it states. Certainly fencing is my number one. And then, like outdoor living, it would be my,
that's
like,
another good one.
Outdoor, like patio, pergolas, and, you know, outdoor kitchens. I love building outdoor kitchens. I take pride in that. I love doing that kind of stuff.
You know, and I love seeing those. I love outdoor kitchens. I've been pestering my husband for one for years. I mean, we've got a grill outside and a smoker, but I want the whole thing. This is perfect.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun to build them. I mean, I get it, pricey, but I've always found a way to like help my customers out, save them some money, save them. Honestly,
nice.
Save the money where I, yeah.
Very nice. Very nice. Well, and I'm glad you're mentioning some of these. Concrete hadn't come to mind, so I did put concrete work on here too. I started creating your listings, so I'm, as you've been mentioning services, I've been punching those in as keywords, because those are wonderful. And we want to catch the odd ways people might search, I guess you could say. So catching all of those different ways of saying outdoor living. So I actually wrote outdoor living, but I added to that outdoor dining, outdoor kitchens, outdoor remodel, things like that to catch some of those others.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, Brandon, you're definitely hands down a great fit for our listing today. We'd love to partner with you. You've got your business established. You're poised to grow. Your business setup is smart. You've got great reviews. And from what you've told me, this looks like something that's fair enough that you would want to give it a shot, right?
I mean, it definitely sounds enticing, and I would love to see, I'd like to see what, like, yeah, I mean, I'd like to see my name at the top of the Google when I type in fence company and it pops up. I'd like to see the Apex Fence and Home Improvements at the top. And you said my logo is going to be next to it?
Yes, exactly. So your logo will be in your Google business profile as well. And then your Google reviews will be up there. So we've actually got a tool that we'll put on your website. And then there's an email tool too. So you can reach out to all of your past clients and ask them to come do a Google review for you. Perfectly within bounds, that'll give you an extra boost right away too. You know, people being able to see that you've got some stars up there as soon as they search. So yeah, that's exactly where we're going to put you, is up on that first page. get that phone ringing some more. I'm excited for you, Brandon. I think this is a smart business move. I'm getting excited about your work and your future work. I think it's going to be amazing to see you up there and get that phone ringing.
Well, that'd be cool. Definitely. I think it's an good opportunity, and yeah, we'll try it out. And how soon does it all like go into effect?
Great question. So we get started right away. One of the very first things that we'll do as I get you set up here is we'll get you set up with your onboarding call with our tech department. And we block an hour out for that call. It usually only takes 25 to 30 minutes, but we leave that hour in case you've got extra questions or need help with anything. So that's first thing. That really kicks everything off. Part of their job, too, is basically quality control. So making sure that I took everything down correctly, you know, I's are dotted and T's are crossed. Because we want it 100% before it leaves here. No errors. One of our biggest pet peeves. So that's the first thing. So we like to get that done within about the first 3 days. So between now and, I'm going to say, Wednesday. But truly, as soon as your calendar will allow. And so that happens right away. And then, excuse me, within the first about 7 days, we'll get your reporting dashboard online. You'll actually get the login for that during your onboarding call. And that is, it's an area on our site where you can log in. You'll be able to see all the data pertaining to your account. So how many clicks and calls you're getting, where searches are performed from, all those things that you need to measure how things are going, and where your placement is. You'll be able to see the keywords we've got you listed for. You can add and subtract keywords. You'll be able to upload photos for us. So that comes online within the first 7 days. And then we'll be getting those submissions done, all those destinations I mentioned, Yelp, Yahoo, and I won't give you the whole laundry list. That happens, again, within that first week. And then between days about 7 and 14, somewhere in there, that postcard should arrive from Google, so we can get that back to them so they can pop your profile. And we'll have your, we call it a splash page, your web page, website up in that time as well. And then, well, excuse me and my voice, between days 30 and 45, your listings are going to start appearing on Facebook, so your ads. And then overall, you're just going to start climbing during that time on that search. And then, so it does take about 30 to 45 days for us to do our programming, get the website built, do all the directory submissions and backlinks, and then, of course, get everything over to Google. So we do like to know that going in. We'll be in about month 2 when we're showing you results. Obviously, not that nothing will be happening in that time, and it can go quicker, but we like you to know it could be up to 45 days. Fair enough.
Gotcha. Okay.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, so, what's the next step?
Next step is we get you set up. So let me, I'm going to pop a couple of screens open here, and then we'll gather info. We'll get everything in here so that it's right the first time around. All right. Oh, I know. One important thing I do need to mention. We do ask verbal only. This is not a written commitment. But we do ask verbally that you stick it out for those first 2 months, give it a try, let us get through that programming phase so that we can actually show you those results, because we know anything less would just be doing you a disservice, and we don't want to do that. We would rather have a long and lasting relationship, So we want you to be able to see those results and know going in, we'll have that programming time up front. Okay?
I gotcha.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate that. All right. So, Brandon, let me make sure I've got your first name spelled right. B-R-A-N-D-O-N.
That's right.
Awesome. And what's your last name?
Benefield. It's B-E-N-N-E-F-I-E-L-D.
B-E-N-N-E-F-I-E-L-D.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. And what's your email address?
It's apexfencela@gmail.com.
Great email address. I see so many that are not relevant to the business, but yours is spot on, perfect. All right, so Brandon, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to send you two emails. The first one is informational about our dashboard and analytics, just so you've got some more knowledge about that. That one's on its way. And then the second one, I want you to have in writing the exact price and package that I quoted you. Let me get that one. I've got to put the price in here quick, though. All right, perfect. So that one's on the way. If you could let me know if they make it, that would be great.
Yep.
Awesome. And then I don't need the digits for a couple of minutes yet, but I just need to know, on your credit card, does it show Brandon Benefield, or is there a middle initial?
It needs to be a credit card, or can it be a debit card?
Oh, debit is fine, too. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to imply you couldn't use debit. Yeah, that's fine.
It says, the way it's read on the card is J space B space Burnham hyphen Benefield.
Oh, boy. Okay. So J space B space. Tell me one more time.
J space B space Burnham. It's B-U-R-N-H-A-M hyphen Benefield.
Ah, got it.
I don't know why they put my full name on there. I just told them to put James C. Benefield on there. They did.
Oh, wow. And you've got a hyphenated last name, too.
Well, I took my mother's maiden name back when I was young. She asked if we wanted to do that, but it's not a last name. It's more or less like a middle name. It's like...
Gotcha.
It's weird.
No, actually, when you mentioned the hyphen, I think it's, is it the Brits? I think it's the British, that are known for doing hyphenated last names. So very cool that you took on your mom's maiden name. I like that. Very classy.
Yeah, I took on mom's maiden name, and me and my brothers, we all did it. But on like our birth certificate, our last name isn't hyphenated. Like that, for whatever reason, my bank is the only one that did the hyphenation on the.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, I gotcha. All right. Oh, Brandon, did those emails make it to you?
Yeah.
Fantastic. And then I've got your phone number as 256-553-9305.
Yep.
Is that okay? And is that also your cell phone?
Yes.
Perfect. And is it also the business line?
Yes. As of right now, I'm going to get a local number, but that, as of right now, is so that's what I have.
No problem. I might be able to help you out there, too. I'll explain that to you in just a couple minutes. It's actually something that's already included, so I'll hit you on that when we get there. And you are Central Time Zone, right?
Yes.
Yep. So it's is it 10? No, I'm sorry, 12:25 there now. No.
No.
1:20.
It's 1:26 here now.
Perfect. Got it. All right. So now, Brandon, I'm going to send you 3 text messages. The first one is my direct contact info. I want you to have that in your phone. I'm the lead on your account. So if you ever have problems or questions as you go, you can always reach out to me. And next one is our customer service line. I want you to have theirs in your phone also. And then the third one, so first one is my contact info. I'm not sure if you heard that.
Okay.
And then, so I want you, okay, good. And then the next one is customer service. And then this third one that just went, that one is a link to a YouTube video tutorial about our dashboard and analytics.
Okay.
And that'll just give you some more info on that.
All right, I got all 3 of those.
Wonderful. I like it when a plan works. Okay, and then you said those emails made it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Great. All right, let's have a look at our calendar. So, let me see if we have anything today. Well, there's one slot. So, for your onboarding call, we've got one slot today at 4 o'clock your time. Otherwise, we'd be looking at next week. Which works better for you?
Probably next week, because I got bit by an alligator the other night.
What?
And fall.
Well, how, yeah. How, were you messing with it, or was this a just...
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
I
detail.
Was with it.
Oh, my gosh.
We were out, fishing, and I happened to snag him and get him into the boat. And and he's about 5 feet long, 5 footer. And we actually ended up cutting his head off. And
Good for you.
While his head was cut off, I was cleaning his head, and I accidentally, just not thinking straight, put my finger in his mouth. I didn't mean to.
Oh.
And when I touched his tongue, he clamped down on my thumb. And,
Brandon!
Gator's mouth is super nasty. So,
Wow.
Not the emergency room, but I gotta go to some urgent care or something because my thumb is so swollen and my buddy, the nurse, he came over last night and there's a little pin that they, heats up. It's it heats up on the end. You stick it through your fingernail to release the pressure.
Ouch.
And, because under my fingernail there's a bunch of blood underneath my fingernail. And when he did that, it squirted, the blood shot out.
Wow, that's epic. Wow. I said that's epic. Holy cow.
No, it hurt. It hurt really bad. And so I released the pressure, but it's not draining like it should. It's still very, very, very swollen. And I can feel my heart beating in it. Like every time my heart beats, it just,
ouch.
It's very painful. And I'm not on any kind of antibiotics. So,
oh, yeah. I think you definitely want
to.
Yeah.
I need to be on antibiotics.
Yeah, you do, for sure. Wow. Well, now you've given me a story to tell my.
That is what I'm going to deal with. What's that?
Now you gave me a story to tell this weekend, for sure.
There you go,
This is the best story I've heard all week, honest to God. Wow.
<That's crazy. laughs>
Oh, yeah. Man. Well, I'm glad it's not worse.
It could be worse. He could have taken my thumb off, but it's drawn still, and I just need to get it taken care of.
All right. Well, we'll skip today then. We'll let you get that under control. So Monday, I've got every hour on the hour pretty much starting at 10 o'clock your time and going all the way until 6 o'clock your time. What works best for you?
I have an appointment in the morning on Monday, so I'd say try to shoot for lunch.
Sounds good. So maybe
12 o'clock.
12 o'clock.
Yeah, noon.
You got it. All yours. All right, so I'm going to set that calendar appointment up. And bear with me, I actually have to put it in a couple of different places for our cats so that they get that too. All right, and that looks good. Wow, bitten by an alligator. Yep, best story all week.
Dude, just lesson learned, even after the head is not attached to the body, they say, you know, I mean, the reflex in the head, it's just, and the pressure in the jaw, dude, it was painful. Like, it hurt.
It's like some kind of a neurological response, or that it can still do that.
Yeah. And then prying his mouth open to get my thumb out of there was another chore in itself. So
I bet that was fun. Did you have buddies to help you?
Yeah. We got
good.
He helped me pry his mouth open, but he got me good.
Wow.
It's been hard to sleep at night. It's been agonizing, like.
I bet.
Whatever. I'll get it taken care of.
Wow, that's incredible. That's wow. Just wow.
He tasted a lot better given the fact that he bit me. I was definitely excited him back.
Well, good. And I've had gator meat. It does taste good, and we don't get it. I mean, I'm in Colorado. We're actually based out of California, but I work remotely, and we don't get gator meat here. We get elk and moose, which is really delicious. But we don't get gator meat. It's really good meat, isn't it?
It is. I did not have bison either until I came out to Colorado. Me and my wife, we went to Colorado for our 10th year anniversary.
Awesome.
11th year anniversary. Yeah. And, we stayed out there, rented a little Airbnb up in the mountains and, close to Conifer.
Conifer. I don't.
It's outside of Denver, so it's about an hour outside, like northwest.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's a beautiful area up there.
It really is. Yeah, we saw tons of wildlife. We went driving around. We first initially went down to Colorado Springs, like Manitou. I went and saw, you know, the Manitou area.
That's cool, too. Manitou,
yeah.
Yep, you got it right.
Old downtown, really cool. And there's a, I don't know if you are familiar with that area, but there's a road. It's a long drive. It's up in the mountains. It's called a Rampart Range Road.
I've heard of it. I've never been, but I've heard of it.
You take that drive, you drive on top of the mountain for hours. You're just driving. Well, not hours. I mean, I'd say for maybe a couple hours, but you see all kinds of bears, you see elk, and we saw a ton of mule deer, saw some white deer.
Yeah.
It was really pretty. Yeah.
Nice.
It starts right there in the Garden of the Gods. That's where the whole road.
Oh, I'm going to have to check that out. We've been to the Garden of the Gods, but not the Rampart Road. That sounds awesome.
Yep.
And then
it goes on for miles. Yeah.
Wow. Cool. We'll have to check it out. It's been a while since we've been over that way. I'm actually on the other side of the state in the mountains over there. But we're about 5-6 hours from Colorado Springs. So yeah, but okay. we go up in the mountains here too quite often. I never get tired of it ever. Mm. All right. So
I would love to go to Colorado.
You would love it.
Mm-hmm.
You'd love it.
Yep.
See, and I want to visit Louisiana again. The last time we were there was, it was the year after Katrina. Whatever year that was, 15 or 16. Yeah, we were there for a convention, and actually it was the first time I'd ever been, and I absolutely loved it. I mean, it's beautiful there, and the people are wonderful. I love the people. You've got definitely nice folks there.
I'm not originally from here, but yeah, like there's pretty cool people. You know, you meet all kinds of nice people, some actual backwoods Cajun type folks that are really just down to earth and super inviting, and so
nice. We very nice.
Yeah, we like the area so far, and you know, we're only about 3 miles from the from a boat ramp, so I go out on the water quite a bit. Go like you fish.
Nice. Nice. That's awesome. Oh, Brandon, I sent you another email. This one I need to have you take a look at if you wouldn't mind. It starts, the subject line is Local Splash CIE. It's our internal coding. It's a calendar invite for your appointment on Monday.
Okay.
And there should be a yes, no, maybe option when you open it. If you could click the yes, that would be great. That'll hold your appointment.
Okay, I clicked it.
Awesome. And then just as a professional courtesy, if for some reason you can't make it, just let us know. We're happy to reschedule.
Okay.
Let me see if it came back. Oh. There we go. I think it did update on this end. I forgot to add our tech email address in there. I guess I better do that. There we go. Huh. It didn't come through on this end when you hit the yes. We'll give it a couple minutes. Maybe it's still working on it. Okay. And then, let me see. I'm just scanning through to make sure I've got. Oh, I know. I wanted to come back to services and keywords. So I'll read off what I've got so far from when we were talking, but it's possible I missed a couple, so feel free to fill in the blanks. So far I've got fencing, fence installation, fence building, I assumed fence demolition, concrete. I kind of wanted to expand on concrete a little bit too. Do you do concrete stamping or staining?
Stamping?
Right, concrete stamping, do you do that by any chance?
No, ma'am, I don't.
Okay, no worries. And then outdoor kitchens, patio remodel, patio build, outdoor living, pergolas, gazebos, outdoor dining. It looks like that's where I stopped. You had something else. What other services or keywords can you think of, Brandon, that I don't already have?
I mean, you have, like, all the styles for, like, fencing, right? Wood privacy fencing.
Here we go. How about, let's say, metal fencing. Privacy fencing, good one. Okay.
You can even agricultural fencing or cattle fencing or whatever. You can put gate operations.
Oh, okay, perfect.
You can put aluminum ornamental fencing.
Okay. Perfect. All right, got all of those.
Do you have decks on there? Like,
no, I don't. I'm going to say deck build.
Working. Yep.
Could I say deck seal? Oh, yeah. Can I say deck ceiling?
Can you say what?
Deck ceiling.
I'm not really sure what that is.
Oh, like putting sealer on the deck.
Oh, ceiling, yes.
Yeah.
Ceiling.
Gotcha. Yeah. Awesome.
I have a hard time understanding what you're saying.
No worries.
Stain and ceiling, you can put that stain and ceiling on there. Because we stain our, you know, customer wants me to come back and stain the fence after 5 or 6 months of it being installed. We'll go back and stain it or seal it.
Perfect. So decks, pergolas, gazebos. Trying to think of any other, I don't know, that kind of implies an addition to a house. I was going to say screen porch, but that would imply at putting on an addition. Hey,
yeah, I
actually
got into doing the screen porches yet. I maybe down the road, but
okay.
I'm not really set up for that quite yet.
No worries. And then do you want me to say, like, handyman services, things like that, or do you want to leave that off for now? Perfect.
Yeah, you can do that.
Okay. And, you know, one that I've used for people in other areas, I think just a couple, one is in New York and one was in Wisconsin, was Honeydew Lift. Believe it or not, apparently people search for that.
Really? Just throw it in there and it doesn't hurt.
Yeah, right? I know. Somebody might search it. And hey, if they find you, great. All right. That looks good. Now, if you think of any others between now and Monday when you do your onboarding call, just jot them down or, you know, punch them into your phone. And you can add those on when you all talk on Monday, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. Awesome. Now, that all looks good. So, first question for you, it's a yes or no, but it's completely optional, but it is included already in your price, so you won't pay anything more for it. That's the call tracking. So the tool on your website that tracks how many clicks and calls you get. I would assume you want that, right?
Yes.
Okay, super. I'll give them a yes there, and then I'm going to send you another link by text. This one's it's an informational on how the call tracking works. Sent that one off. And then the next one, you mentioned getting a local phone number. So we actually just rolled out a new app. I guess it's been about 4 weeks now. So it is still in beta phase. But it's called our Splash app. You can download it from the Play Store. And you can make and receive calls through the app on your existing cell phone, and we'll give you a number that is a local number, so then people don't have to know what your cell phone number is. We can publish that number on your website. You can use it in all of your advertising. Is that something you want?
Yeah, how much does that cost?
Nothing. It's included in your price.
Oh, okay, yeah, absolutely. I want that.
I bought. It's called the Splash app. And I just sent you a link on that, too, so you can learn more about it. And by the way, being that it is still in beta testing or beta phase, we'll take any and all feedback, good, bad, or otherwise. We want it to be right. We've tested the daylights out of it, but, of course, you never know until it gets out there in the general public and people start using it. So, yes, if you find any glitches or improvements, let us know. Let us know what you love about it.
Okay.
That would be awesome. All right. Yeah. And then for areas, Slidell, of course. And then you mentioned Covington. And that was Bay St. Louis, you said, right?
Covington, Anfield, Avita Springs, Bay St. Louis. Lacombe. Start with those, yeah.
Perfect. And then You broke up just a little bit. I caught something springs, but I didn't catch the first word.
It's called Abita. Abita.
Gotcha. All right.